I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
We are here. Lord, we are here. And we're ready.
Ready
to podcast.
Hiya, I'm Hallie Labonte, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where every single week we give our mega church a tiny family feel. Ooh, we introduce you to members of our church staff, people from our community. It's a treat and a treasure. Well, per usual, I'm joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Please welcome Gray Haas.
Burning like a bush, parting like a sea, Hallie. How are you?
Well, it's been a hard week.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, anyway, Hallie, I have had a challenge this week.
Oh, really?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I wanted to tell you, I had to perform an emergency wedding.
Oh, my goodness. That's not what I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to say emergency C-section.
Oh, no, I wouldn't get near that.
I've never heard of an emergency wedding.
Well, Hallie, let me lay it on you. I had two of my teens come to me and say, Gray, we need to get married right away. And I said, okay, guys, this were two of my teens. You know, the guy's name is, and I don't like to name names, but I will since they're married now, Macklemore Proctor and Zendaya Swenson. Mm. And I said, guys, what is up? They said, we've got to get married because we've been dating for 4 years now, and we are just so on the verge of having sex.
Oh, no.
And I was like, guys, don't. I mean, I was freaking out. I said, don't do it.
No.
And they said, we're going to.
No.
And I said, don't.
You can't.
And I was like, you
stop.
Know, it's kind of that thing in theater, Hallie, and I'm getting into theater because of my lady friend, Jen Hatmaker. But, you know, if there's a gun in the first act, it's going to go off in the second act.
Who said that? Shakespeare?
No, I think that's Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Awesome.
So I said, okay, slow down. Let me see what I can do. I picked up the phone. I called the parents and I said, this is what we're dealing with. Let's go ahead and have them get married. I'm here. I'll do the marriage ceremony. We'll FaceTime you guys in. And when I really laid out for them the dangers of having sex before marriage, the parents were totally on board with it. We got them married. Luckily, I think they both turned 18 within the month. So there's a little bit of wiggle room there with the state and things like that.
Oh,
so,
yeah, sure.
You know, Hallie, it was awesome. And I can totally understand this because I'm in a relationship right now that is so passionate, you know, with my lady friend, Jen Hatmaker, J Hat. And I can relate because, you know, I've been in other relationships. My lady friend, Minga Kinterbottom, she was eaten by a shark. So we never really got to that place. And then my second girlfriend,
Buka de Beppo?
Becky de Bubo. Yeah. You know, we just broke up because she, you know, she wouldn't get in line with my ambitions and my goals. And so with Jen, it's totally different because we're both just on the same page and we'll get on, you know, a Zoom or a FaceTime sometimes and I'll start reading Song of Solomon and we get to this place where we are just like about ready to explode.
Very and erotic.
I know. And then I've got to hang up and I, you know, we both, but it you know, I think it's setting the table for this awesome marriage that we're going to have one day, which is just like one that's totally passionate and totally focused, but you know, both focused on a career and our goals and things like that.
That is so awesome that God has brought this amazing woman of God into your life. And there's such chemistry between the two of you that you're like a couple of horny teenagers.
I know, Hallie.
But that you're honoring God with your sexuality.
Exactly. Hey, and I've got big news. Jen will be coming on the podcast next week.
I'm so excited.
I know. I cannot believe it's happening. If it doesn't happen, it's you know, that's God's plan. But for right now, I'm just really, really excited. And I think we're going to be able to sort of show the world all this, you know, this relationship that we've been working on. And I think we're kind of going public with it next week on the podcast. So
your
that'll
chemistry
be great.
Is going to set the world on fire. I'm nervous to meet her because she's so powerful. And
Hallie,
I'm not used to women who are so powerful.
She is so down to earth. You're going to love her. And she's, you know, she's powerful in her own way.
Oh, that's
anyway,
awesome.
How was your week?
Oh, well, after Christmas, I came down with a cough and I couldn't smell anything or taste anything. And I was feverish and all my joints ached and I had the worst headache of my life. And then my daughters ended up feeling the same way. Couldn't get out of bed. I said, oh, no, we've got one of these.
Oh, do you guys have COVID?
No, we just had a winter cold.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
It happens after the holidays. You're run down. Your body just kind of wants to take a break. But every single person, my husband Lance Labonte got it. He couldn't smell anything. I have a terrible cough. I'm horribly fatigued. Everyone felt awful.
Are you sure it's not COVID?
Oh, no. I'm sure it's just a winter cold or, you know, it's cold and flu season.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Flu kills more people than COVID.
Yeah.
Right, but that sounds like COVID, what you
had. No, it wasn't COVID. I don't think so, no. Because, you know, we're all fine. You know what I mean? Nobody went to the hospital, none of that. And I talked to my friend. My friend is married to a lawyer. He's an attorney, and he went to Juilliard.
Oh,
he knows what he's talking
impressive.
About.
Yeah.
And he has his best friend is an epidemiologist, in St. Louis.
Wow.
And his friend, this Juilliard-trained lawyer, who is best friends with an epidemiologist, said that this St. Louis epidemiologist said, guess what? It's not a pandemic anymore.
Oh,
Omicron
good.
Made it endemic.
Congratulations.
And we all know what endemic means.
There's no end?
No, that it's totally over and everything's fine.
Oh, great.
But it wasn't COVID. All of us had it. We came down with something awful because they say Omicron is mild and we were all very, very sick.
Right.
So anyway, my son Day was the only one in the house that didn't get sick.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder why.
I know. And he was having a good old time. We were all feverish and like drinking Gatorade and stuff. And he was like giggling up in his room, playing video games and everything. And then he sent me an article from Relevant Magazine. You know Relevant.
Yeah, I don't know about that, though.
It's a Christian magazine. They're Christian.
It sort of is. I don't know. They do some stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, Dave gave me an article by Relevant Magazine. He goes, Mom, this is Christian magazine. This is Christian. He said, cannabis prevents, if people who take cannabis, they don't get COVID. And I says, Day, what is cannabis again? And he tells me it's marijuana.
Oh, here we go again.
Marijuana.
Right.
And I says, you're not into that, are you?
Right. We've been through that one time, buddy boy, and I had to bring you on here and straighten you out.
That's right. And you did. You really showed him the business. And so I just looked at him. I put a hand on each one of his shoulders and I said, look me in the eye, Day. Look me in the eye. Because at the end of the day, he really is, he's kind of an honest kid.
Right. He's not going to lie to your face.
No, he doesn't lie to my face. And so I said, you look me in the eyeballs right now, Day, and you tell me, have you been smoking marijuana? And he said, Mom. And he looked me in the eyes and he said, Mom, I have not been smoking marijuana. And I just felt so much better. And I said, thank you, Day. And we high-fived.
But Hallie, I think you can eat it now.
What?
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive licensed therapist at Talkspace,
You'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Just like Jesus said, go into the world and make disciples of all nations, our guest today is head of teen missions. I am so excited to announce today we've got Kit Prelot.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Kit.
Hi, Kit.
Just a ray of sunshine. I work with Kit a lot because this is the person behind the whole missions operation here for our youth that really makes it happen and really puts these trips together. And we are so excited both to hear your story, but also to just hear about all these exciting trips that we've got coming up for the youth.
And I am so thrilled to be here with you guys.
It's so awesome because missions are so important to the evangelical church and to the evangelical mind. And it's so important that we start with teens. And we take them out into the world and we go, hey, look, it's pretty hard out there. Other people have it a lot harder than you do. So maybe you should be kinder to your parents. You know, all the types of good things that come from taking kids around the world and letting them see not only how privileged they are, but how underprivileged other people are.
It really does give them a perspective that changes, you know, could change their life.
Kit, how did you get into missions trips? Because I feel like that's such a specific calling.
I think it's so important just to get kids involved at a young age. Mm-hmm. So they can have that change early and really start off on the right path. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my parents were always involved in the church and made it a big, big deal in our lives to always be outreaching, always be doing something to help spread the gospel.
Yes. Did you do missions trips as a youth? Did you have one that you really remember?
You know, I've actually never been on a missions trip.
Oh, really?
I've coordinated about 17 now.
Okay.
But most of my missions has just been within, you know, the confines of my community.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I would say you're doing a lot of mission work right there in the your cubicle that you work at.
Your mission is to get people on missions. And I mean, I believe that this is the way God made you. The Holy Spirit put this desire on your heart, and God gave you the gifts to be able to be like a Christian travel agent, essentially, sending Christians all over the world to make disciples of all nations. I think it is awesome. Mm-hmm.
That, and I'm very terrified of flying.
Oh, yeah. It's very unnatural. It's an unnatural thing to be up there in a silver tube that's not flapping wings. I'll tell you that right now. I don't understand how it works.
You know, but the kids love it. Yeah. The kids absolutely love it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's important that we let them see the world, and we let them see that, you know what? Look how all these other people are living. Obviously, God has blessed us. Why? Because we are his chosen people, and you got to stay in God's grips for the rest of your life.
Kit, do you think you could tell us a few of these awesome trips that we've got set up? Because as I mentioned in a previous episode, we do have Cabo St. Lucas coming up, which I just think is going to be really, really great. We're going around and witnessing at some of the nightclubs and then cleaning them up. But what are some of the other ones that we've got coming up this year, this fiscal year?
Our trip to the DR, the Dominican Republic.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
And what is so exciting about that one is not only do we get to go into a church and do vacation Bible school with the kids, it does require the kids to know a little bit of English, because obviously we don't all speak Spanish.
Right.
But we go in, we do vacation Bible school and crafts, and then we can help repair the buildings of the church. It does mean that you might have to use a hammer a little bit, but there's always workers around to help and help instruct, and really we get to go into these churches and really make a difference, I think, in those 4 days that we're there in the DR.
Yeah.
We also have one to Jamaica coming up.
Oh, awesome.
It's another one like Cabo San Lucas, where we go into nightclubs, clean them up. There's just so many, and a lot of them are to warm areas while it's cold here in Indiana. So that's just another perk to look forward to.
That's a huge perk.
And what is the price point on these? Because I think sometimes people are worried, oh, it's going to cost a lot of money, but what are we looking at?
The DR, for example, that's a 6-day trip with travel, and you get about, you know, you get all your meals taken care of. You get your boarding taken care of.
Okay, great.
You get your flight.
Okay, good.
And you get the experience.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And all of that for about 4 payments of $700, which I personally think is an absolute steal.
That's doable.
Now, the Jamaica trip is going to be a little bit more expensive, but it's all on a graded scale, and we do have payment options.
Oh, that is great.
Can you put
the experience
price?
The experience is priceless.
But that's right. Can you put a price on that Jesus high that you're going to get? You always get that Jesus high, that mountaintop experience. Honestly, mm-hmm. you can't put a price on that.
Not to mention the pictures of the memories that you have with the locals of those areas. You know, it's just, you can put those on your prayer board, and you can just constantly pray for them, you know, weeks and months even after you return from that trip.
Yeah.
You know, a fun joke that I like to sometimes say is when one of my kids brings back one of those photos, I go, which one is you? Because it's always so clear. It's always so clear.
It's a great way to be a witness. When you put up a picture like that on your Instagram or whatever you do, it's a great witness, because people go, oh, look, here is, you know, Kit, or here's Hallie, or here's Gray with a bunch of poor kids. They were out there witnessing and, you know, taking the good news of the gospel and being like,
they're
hey,
doing the Lord's work, and you can see it. You will know them by their works, and we can see it.
Yeah.
Now, I do want to, you know, Kit did say you will have to use a hammer, and that, you know, does come with a story, because we did have a kind of a strange thing happen, I think, on the last trip that we took down to the DR, which was, you know, we had kids out there using hammers, and unfortunately, one of my teens, I wasn't there, but actually got built in, somehow there was some confusion, and he got framed into the house, and then ended up being left there for a few days. And I know that is sometimes something that parents are going, hey, I don't want my kid framed into a house in the DR. Although some parents are probably like, hey, you may be leaving there for a few days. But I do just want to point out, Kit, we've gone through that once before, and we're not going to do it again. And you've been kind of the point person for really establishing some safety protocols when it comes to having these kids in these dangerous countries.
Yes. I remember that incident report. I remember reading that. And one of the protocols that we have put in place is the entire first day that we're there. So, for example, we have the DR trip. It's 6 days. Day 1 is travel. Day 2, only training.
Ah, great.
Only training. We don't even get to, you know, go outside. We don't interact with anybody from the church. We just train so that that framing incident or anything like it never happens again. And, you know, does it take time out of our trip?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
But does it keep our children safe while they're preaching the gospel? Absolutely.
Same. And then I'm looking at the schedule mm-hmm. here, and you've got day two training, day three training review. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important too. Once you've gotten trained, you've got to have a day to basically go through that training that you've been
trained
on. You've
got to let it sink in. And honestly, every mission trip I've ever been on where we've been intending to do actual projects that are going to benefit the community that we're visiting, you know, we pop in there and we, you know, pretty quickly realize we just don't have the skills or abilities or even, you know, the resources. I'm not a contractor. I didn't travel here with any like drills or nuts or bolts. And so a lot of times, all us Christians, we find ourselves on the service site and we're just sort of a fish out of water, unable to do it. But our presence kind of serves as a motivation for their workers to kind of get these things done that will help their church and community.
Exactly.
So just by showing up and being there, we sort of give them the nudge to make these things happen that, you know, benefit them.
It almost gives them an audience to perform
yes.
the work for.
We help them help great. Themselves, honestly.
And I'm looking at the schedule even further here. So it says that day four is a cultural excursion, mm-hmm. so that's fun. Mm-hmm. What is the cultural excursion in the DR?
Usually that is a beach day.
Oh, fun.
It's everyone's favorite.
Oh.
We usually have a guide from the church who takes us out to their favorite beach and, you know, catches fish and they,
oh.
you know, roast it right on the beach for us
oh.
and we have fish tacos
oh,
or
so.
Fish kebabs
yes.
and like fresh fruit. And then at night we have a big bonfire and we share each other's testimonies.
Yes.
And it is every teen's favorite activity because it's just a whole day of soaking up the culture and the environment
uh-huh.
that they are there to affect.
Yes.
And then I
yes.
see day five, you've got, hey guys, you better wake up early because we're going to build a house on day five.
Mm-hmm.
And then day six, you fly back. I
yep.
think that,
that
is just
awesome.
So great.
I think, Kit, you are so smart to put in those little motivational, sort of like a night of eating on the beach or a day of relaxing on the beach.
A little treat day.
You have to, because in the same way we're going down there to motivate them to do their own work to benefit their own community, we need to motivate these missions people to say, you know what, you're also going to have a little bit of fun too. We're going to balance it out. It's not going to be backbreaking. Otherwise, nobody would go.
Right.
Especially for the kids, you know, especially
yeah.
when you're working specifically in youth missions. You know, they want to do good, but they also want to have some fun too.
I mean, right. that's teens for you.
You know, I do want to bring up Kit's testimony that she gave. And I just, I think this really made my teens excited when she came into Climax to talk about these awesome trips, is your story with your husband, because her husband is from the Dominican Republic.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he was, as far as I could tell, he was the guy that you were kind of emailing back and forth with on a previous mm-hmm. missions trip. And it's something was there. And now I guess he's living, or is he still there? Is he living? Is
he stateside?
He's here.
Okay,
he's
great.
Here. Yeah, he's here. He was one of my point people
okay.
at one of the churches that we worked with. And, you know, like I said, I've never done one of these trips. So I had just been talking to him over email back and forth. And I think I'd organized about four trips with him. And everyone, except for that one framing incident trip, had gone off without a hitch. And one time, the last time he was actually there on the island, was the day he left with our missions troop to come meet me.
Oh, really?
And he just never left. And that has been our love story, you know? Like he said, I got to meet this girl. And he's got a ticket with our team and came home. And he's been here ever since.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
So he just showed up at your doorstep.
Actually, he showed up at the church because that's where all the kids get picked up after the trip.
Oh, and you're like, well, there's this one kind of older Dominican guy standing in the pickup line. I wonder who he is. And it ended up being
mm-hmm.
Manuel.
Mm-hmm. I don't think his parents here yet. Nope.
This is a rom-com.
That is so great. I mean, I hope he gets back. I hope he gets back to his native country one day.
I think we all wish that. Unfortunately, there is some conflict with him possibly returning in the future.
Oh, no.
He did have some responsibilities that he had abandoned. He has about six kids there.
Oh, he had a family in the DR.
Yeah. And I originally thought that his former spouse had been deceased, and she is not.
Oh.
So we We probably will not visit the island for a little bit yet. There's some stuff that we need to figure out before. I mean, one, I need to figure out how to get on a plane. But two, he needs some, we need to figure things out before he can step foot back on the island quite yet.
Well, that might be wise, okay. Kit, too, because if he's not, you know, a naturalized U.S. citizen or whatnot, if he goes back to the DR, they might keep him type of thing, you know,
exactly,
with immigration
exactly.
And ICE and all that. And then the next thing you know, you don't have a husband and he's just leaving a stream of families in his wake as he's moving across the globe.
Yeah. So I think we're going to stay here in Broad Ripple just for a little bit longer.
Oh, yeah. What does he think of Indy? Does he think it's cold?
Yeah, he does. He's always bundled up in blankets from like November, October, all the way through April, and I just make fun of him. It's, you're here, babe. You've been here for 6 years. You got to get used to it.
And how does he spend his days? You know, what does he do for a job here?
He actually makes custom handmade wooden whistles that he whittles himself, you know, for hours, and they are intricate. And some of them even have like little like diagrams of scenes from his native country and folk tales. And, you know, we're always trying to get them sold in local shops. And I know I've talked about maybe even selling them in the bookstore, but, you know, we're still figuring out a pricing structure for them. But
okay.
He just loves whittling.
A whistle worker, a whistle whittler.
Right.
That is amazing. And I love, because I noticed that hanging around your neck, and I noticed the six children on the whistle, I guess I thought was a folktale. You said might be a folktale, but I guess I thought maybe those
might
be.
No, that does represent my stepchildren.
Okay.
I thought it was a rape whistle.
So when you blow it, is that sort of a signal to him?
My issue specifically is if we're going to sell these, he's going to have to make a note just for me so he knows it's me. Otherwise, people will be whistling all the time.
Oh, that is so romantic.
And how would he know? Yeah. That it's my whistle.
Oh, that is great.
I bet you could use it in the house. If you're in a separate part of the house and you're calling out to him or whatnot, you could just, you know, he's in the basement, you're on the second floor, you could just start blowing your whistle. He'll know you need his attention.
You know, I tried to explain that to him, but he's never seen The Sound of Music. And that's my only reference for that is the captain little whistle calling all the kids.
Oh,
and,
yes.
You know, he's never seen it. I tried to show it to him. He fell asleep before the whistle part.
He should do that. If he ever sees his children again in the DR, he should do that Captain Von Trapp thing with the whistle and get those kids in line. Brigitta, Brigitta, Brigitta.
Oh, yeah. Luisa and Frederick and Brigitta and Luisa and Hans and Marta and Gretel.
Awesome.
I can't remember.
You know them all.
That is
such
so
a good
great.
Movie.
You know, you can also make those into dog whistles or something, which is something that I think a lot of dog whistling is happening these days.
I love movies where, you know, it's like such clear right and wrong, black and white. You know, Julie Andrews was good and the Nazis were bad. You know, those were the good old days. Because now in the States, we got these Nazis who are, you know what? They're just part of the Republican Party. And we're going to have to integrate them somehow because they're here and they've got ideas. And I guess it's different now and they're not as bad or something like that. I don't know. I have
like
to
like the Shades of Nazi. I get it.
50 Shades of Nazi. That's what I learned on Fox and Friends.
Oh, really? Is that a movie?
It should be, because I guess it's complicated. I miss when things used to be simple. But now, you know, some people are saying it's an insurrection. Other people were saying, no, those weren't Nazis and insurrectionists. Those were concerned citizens worried about a stolen election. Potato, potato. I just feel like, Kit, do you have a desire to ever see any of these foreign lands where we're supposed to go and make disciples of all nations? Because, you know, you can take a Xanax and get on a plane. Have you ever tried?
You know, I get so much joy out of the pictures these kids bring back.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got a lot of teens that won't get on airplanes these days not because they're afraid, but because they think of, you know, environmental reasons as something stupid. But she came up with this really awesome missions trip idea. It's only, I think, $1,500, and it's called VR in the DR. And you can go and you can put on for 3 days a VR headset and basically experiencing a missions trip like you were there. And you're doing that from the comfort of your own home. Isn't that right, Kit?
VR in the DR is, it feels like a video game. And kids and their video games.
That is right.
It's amazingly realistic, though. I have to tell you, Kit, I snuck in line when you were doing the demo in Climax, and you had the three different stations, and if you waited in line, you could put on one of the headsets. I put that headset on, and I couldn't believe the quality. It's like you turn around. It's a 360 view. I turn around, and there are poor kids behind me with, like, you know, flies on their faces and ripped clothes. I walk forward. They're in front of me, and I really feel like I'm there, and I'm doing ministry, and I'm changing the world. And it's crazy how realistic it is. You feel like you could reach out and swat that fly right off their face.
Oh, and you can. I mean, I think, Kate, you were the one who came up with the idea of gamifying it and just, you know, how many souls did you save? How many houses did you build? How many Catholics did you push off the road to get to the, to try to witness to someone first? And I think that's really, I thought as soon as you brought that up, I was like, my kids are going to love this.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
definitely.
My question is, if I were to, in that VR headset, start ministering to one of those poor disadvantaged children, in the raggedy clothing and everything. Now, would that count as a saved soul? Is that a real person I've saved? Or is it more just that I'm getting practice for if I have the opportunity one day to save a disadvantaged child?
Now, this is the best part about VR and the DR, is every single lost soul in the VR,
yeah,
is based on an actual person,
awesome,
at an actual church that,
wow,
we partner with.
Oh,
so what,
wow,
happens is when you or anyone else ministers to, like you said, one of those poor children with flies on their face within the VR/DR universe, that goes into our system.
Okay.
And we make sure that someone individually on that next trip reaches out to that child with you and your ministering in mind,
wow,
to save that soul. It's like interactive world vision.
Awesome. Oh my goodness.
Or that, having a compassion kid.
That is,
I mean,
right,
truly, this is like Tom's shoes. You know, a rich person in the U.S. buys a $50 pair of hip, cool canvas shoes, and a kid gets saved overseas. You,
right,
know what I mean? That's what's happening in the VR universe and the DR universe. That's cool.
Yeah, I just think that. And how many have you had sign up for that?
Well, as of today's numbers, we've had about 597 signups for VR in the
praising
DR.
Oh my goodness.
And it has blown the lid off the numbers of really all of our annual trips combined.
Right.
Wow.
I mean, you've got that kind of money coming in and week out with $1,500 a pop. I mean, that is really great.
It has done wonders to help fund our missions department.
And you're not going to have anyone get framed into a house if they're in VR. Or maybe you are, but it doesn't matter.
You can frame someone else in, but it doesn't matter. Exactly.
That is great. Well, I just had one. I'm sorry.
What is that? I hear that.
Yeah, it's kind of a, what is that noise?
Do you hear that?
Oh, sorry. That's Manuel. He's just letting me know that it's time for me to go.
Oh, your ride's here. Kit Prelat was played by Britt Prewatt. She was such a delight to come on Mega to stretch her comedy wings, especially since her podcast, Crime Junkie, is one of the biggest and best true crime pods in the history of podcasts. Check her out at Britt Prewatt. I'm Holly Laurent, playing Hallie Labonte, and Grey Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.